Yeah, there's a major problem because of defective blocks. Everything we seem to do is onerism, and it's very taxing on basic living, for want of a better word. But there is people out there who are living in council houses, on farms or in, you know, rural areas, who would like to buy out their own council house for one reason or another. One instance, a gentleman is near his retirement age and he wants to make sure that his council house is in his name so that he can send it, will it, to his nephew or somebody like that, because the water and the access to the farm is all in the near, you know, it's all located together. Simple things like that there. And he knows his property has defective blocks, but he needs it to get move on. He needs to be able to buy the house so that he can fix it himself, he says, for it'll do him his time. But it's just, it's important that he doesn't lose the land that is part of his farm. There's other families who like the location that they're in. They're in a council house that they want to buy, and they want to actually toss it and renovate it, and, you know, because it's the location that they're living in. So lots of issues that the council are carte blanche. They're not just doing it at the moment unless testing. Now, people are willing to sign legal documents to say that the council will not be held responsible, but there doesn't seem to be the enthusiasm within the council to uptake that idea.
Is the council concerned that it could find itself in legal difficulty if it were to go ahead with such selling transactions? Because people may want to buy a house thinking they can get onto the scheme. They could very well find they won't qualify to get on the scheme and then find themselves with a defective home and no funds to actually repair it.
Well, the rules at the moment is if you buy a house after a certain date, you're not eligible anyway. So, you know, there's one thing. But these people are sensible people, know what's entailed, and willing to sign a legal disclaimer that they're not, that they will not be taking a case against the council. Now, there might have been decisions made before we joined the council, probably legal discussions. But, you know, every day is a new day, and there's families out there who want to get on with living, and the council are stalling on that. So we are asking them to think more positively, to allow people to get on with doing what they need to do.